The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. In Isaiah 55, God is telling us what to do if we want a good life and eternal life. There is a way that leads and guides you to an abundant life, and God is inviting you to take hold of that way. God invites anyone who thirsts for a better life to come to Him. Notice in Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 1, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." God is inviting you that if you're tired of your way of life, if you're tired of reaping a bad harvest, He's inviting you to a better life. God is inviting you to an abundant life in verse 1 of Isaiah 55. And in many other places in the Old and New Testament as well. In verse 2, God continues here, "Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?" In other words, God is saying, listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. God asks us a few questions. He is asking you and everyone else, why do you continue to live the way that seems right to you, but only brings all the curses of an unhappy life on you? Then in the latter part of verse 2, God says, listen carefully to Him, begin to obey Him, and have and live a good life that brings blessings instead of curses. The way that brings good marriages, respectful and obedient kids, peace, joy, contentment, even in a frustrated and a confused world. You can reap a better harvest if you are willing to make the right changes in your life. Notice in verse 3, God says, incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. God is telling us that you must hear. If you want to live God's way, then listen to what He has to say and try to understand. Yes, He's telling you that there's something that you have to do. Incline your ear, listen, and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Now, the sure mercies of David means God will give you eternal life, and as the New Testament brings out, that we will be kings and priests in the kingdom of God that will be established on this earth by Jesus Christ. God makes it very clear in this passage, and many others as well, that He will not give you the free gift of eternal life unless you are willing to obey Him. Skipping on down here to verse 6, God says, seek the eternal while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Now, when could God be found by you, my friends? Well, any time that you want to go to God in a repentant attitude, wanting to change your life. God says we must seek Him, His way. As the New Testament says, Christ said this, says, seek God as you would a hidden treasure. God and Christ doesn't do it all for you. There's more to living the good life that God invites you to than just believing. You must rend your heart in obedience to God if you find Him and His way, which is the good and the abundant life, the good and the abundant way of life now, and will lead you to eternal life. Verse 7, now God tells us what to do. He says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Yes, there is a lot of changing that you have to do. Who are the wicked that God is speaking about here, and who are the unrighteous? God tells us that all His commandments are righteous. So God labels anyone wicked and unrighteous, especially those that know to obey Him and doesn't. God goes on here in verse 8. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Eternal. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God says we must come up to His thoughts and His way. God isn't coming down to ours. God is telling us that there's a long distance between our ways and His ways. Yes, the way that we naturally are, what is right in our own sight, is a long way from God's way. So God promises His Spirit to those who struggle to obey Him, and God's Spirit will give you the strength to build His mind, attitude, and character, as the Bible tells us that we must do in Matthew 5 and Philippians 2 and many other places in the Bible. Yes, we must put on Jesus Christ, as God tells us to do. We must allow Christ to be formed in us. We must put on His mind, His attitude, and His character if you want to be a Christian and be saved. Notice verse 10, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." God says that His word is pure and sure. God is letting us know that the law of reaping what we sow cannot be evaded. God's word is sure, it is pure, and we can't get around it. It will come to pass. Even though we like to be buttered up by ministers telling us all we have to do is believe, but God's word says there is a lot of changing that we must do, and that we will reap what we sow. God says we will be rewarded according to our works, and that means now in this life and in the life to come. So if you want good rewards in your life, then sow good seed of obedience to God. For your own ways will come back upon your own head. You will reap what you sow. That is the law. Now let me say that again, my friends. I want you to understand this. You will reap what you sow. That is the law. Yes, that is the law. And no one can evade that law. That is God's law that He put in motion. I hope you will listen to the Word of God and begin living by it and reap a good harvest. When the pre-flood world and Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities are resurrected, as they will be, they will realize that they reaped what they sowed. They will be ready then to listen to the Word of God and change their ways to God's ways. And when the post-flood world, including your generation, is resurrected, we also will be ready and willing to listen to the Word of God and begin living by every word of God as the Bible plainly tells us to do. For we will finally learn that we reaped what we sowed in this life. And like every generation from Adam to the return of Christ to this earth, if we don't repent of ignoring God's beautiful laws that He gave to regulate our well-being, once our heart and mind is open to understand God's word, then the final reaping of our sins, the seed that we have sown, will be the lake of fire. You can read that in Malachi 4, beginning in verse 1. Malachi 4 and verse 1. "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. And all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble." Now God is speaking about those that just deliberately, stubbornly won't repent sometimes in their life or in your second life. God says the day which is coming shall burn them up. Yes, that's the wicked He's speaking of, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness," talking about those that do obey God, "the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves." In other words, it's going to be well with you. "You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Eternal of Hosts." Yes, God says the wicked's final end, those that just won't repent after they have been given ample opportunity to understand God's way and to know His way, they will be burned up, not live forever and ever in a burning hell fire, but be burned up. And it's going to be a terrible death, my friends. The wages of sin is death, and that means the lake of fire for those that will not repent. God goes on here in verse 4, "Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments." Now, why would God make that statement? Why would God have to tell us or need to tell us to remember the law that He gave to Moses? It's God's law. The one that became Jesus Christ wrote them with His own finger, as the Bible tells us, and He gave them to Moses. Well, God tells us that because He knows that mankind doesn't like to obey. Mankind doesn't like to be under the authority of God. But God says, "Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments." God tells us this so that our life will be better now, and that we will be living the way of life qualifying for eternal life. But there is a day of judgment coming when you will be judged and you will be rewarded according to your works, whether good or evil. You will reap what you sow. Notice Revelation 20, beginning in verse 11. "Then I saw a great white throne, and Him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. This is speaking of the second resurrection, when judgment will be upon everyone, and they will have an opportunity to live God's way or to refuse God's way. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades, that is the grave, delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one, according to his works. Then death and Hades, or the grave, were cast into the lake of fire. That is the second death. God says there's a second death coming, and it means for those that aren't willing to obey. And notice in verse 15, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's the final end of the wicked, the final end of those that go their way and refuse to live God's way. Notice in Ezekiel 9, verse 9 and verse 10, then he said to me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of bloodshed, and the city full of perversity. For they say, the Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see. Does that sound like the nation that you live in today? I'll tell you, my friends, this was penned 130 years after Israel had gone into captivity in 721 through 718 B.C. This is a prophecy for our day. It is describing the day that you and I are living in. God goes on here in verse 10, says, as for me, also my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity, but I will recompense their deeds on their own head. Yes, God says, we will reap what we sow. Well, do you think God is aware of what you and others, this whole nation or this whole earth is doing, the way that we are living our life? Well, he is, my friends, and we need to realize that and be aware of that and change our ways so that they are pleasing to God, our thoughts and our ways. If you would like tapes or CDs of our programs or the booklets and articles that we offer, all you need to do to receive them is to call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. Or you can email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. That's thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. Today, we're offering the articles, Who Do You Worship and Why Does Mankind Suffer? Who Do You Worship and Why Does Mankind Suffer? This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, inviting you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and on others, and keep requesting our articles, tapes, and CDs. We'll see you tomorrow or next week, depending on which station you hear us on. We're on 7 days a week on some stations and only 1 day a week on other stations. So we'll see you tomorrow or next week. Thanks for joining us today.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.